Com. Today we have Eric McNulty, Consulting Editorial Director for the Executive Council Sustainable Leadership Forum, happening in New York on June 8th, to talk about the event. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Fine, Amanda. How are you?
Good, thanks. So can you tell us a little bit more about the Sustainable Cities Summit and what it's about?
Absolutely. This is part of the Executive Council's Sustainability Leadership Forums that happen across the country, and we are using sustainable cities this time around as our organizing rubric, as it were, standing in for the built environment, because so much human activity takes place in the human environment. You know, most of us live in cities now, but 80% of our wealth is created there. About 75% of our energy is consumed there, and so we're using this, as I say, the organizing principle to talk about all these issues, from smart grid to smarter design, to sustainability and everyday actions. And we really hope that we can begin to get people to think more broadly, to think about the interaction between citizens and government and the private sector, because all of them have a role in coping with climate change and advancing sustainability.
Okay. Great. That sounds really interesting. And what would you say to corporate sustainability officers and city officials maybe considering attending? What would they be getting out of this?
I would say the first thing will be that they will get a very strategic view of the issues. Part of what I have found in talking to leaders of corporations and nonprofits and government is that sustainability is a shorthand for about 1,000 threads of conversation. And people have developed somewhat narrow views, narrow expertise around particular issues, which is great. I mean, we need experts in smart grid and e-waste and all the other individual components. But addressing the challenges really means bringing some of these things together. And so I think what they're going to get at this conference is, rather than a deep drill into the weeds of LEED certification, let's say, it'll be a broader view of where green buildings fit into the larger picture and how they can, the efforts around green buildings can be integrated into smart grid initiatives, into other planning initiatives in ways that we can have a much larger impact. I think the second reason they should attend is that they'll get to meet each other. Again, some of the things I found in my research and just walking around talking to people about these issues is that some of the most innovative solutions are coming from unusual combinations of organizations and individuals, people getting together for the first time and finding they have common interests. For example, the retrofit of the Empire State Building in New York, which has become a somewhat well-known case example, achieved a very fast payback, good ROI, retrofitted one of the iconic buildings in the world. And there were competitors who collaborated on that, and it was only because they collaborated that that project was able to move forward as successfully as it did. And they both found, I mean, these competitors found that their individual interests were served best by working together. So we're hoping that people will come together, will meet, will leave with new relationships, and be able to undertake new initiatives.
Great. So speaking of the Empire State Building and New York and other cities that have taken some leadership in the issue of sustainability, such as Baltimore and Los Angeles, would you say that you think cities are the great green hope for a sustainable planet, or is it more about individuals?
Well, I think cities are certainly part of it. I think that the larger issue for me is that what we are looking at is a systemic challenge. This, you know, climate change and its ramifications are going to affect the entire planet. This is a systems problem, and you can't solve a systems problem just by optimizing the components. So while I think individual action is essential, it's imperative, it's commendable, that alone will not solve these larger problems. I mean, climate change is what I call a pillar trend, in that it is global. No organization or individual is going to be able to escape its impact, nor can any one organization or government or individual change the trend line by themselves. It's all by working together. And cities, I think, are a great proxy for this, because you know, more than half the world's population lives in cities now. We're heading towards 75%. And if you think of a Richard Scarry book from when you were a kid, or if you ever played SimCity online, a city is a mini system, and moving any one piece affects all the other pieces. So I think that by focusing on cities, it gives us a great way to understand the interconnections and the interdependencies between all of these efforts, and that by doing that, we'll be able to take the most effective action to mitigate the effects, find the opportunities, and save ourselves from some of the damage of climate change.
You come from Harvard Business Review, and in a recent article you sent me about a trend where people are looking to actually move away from suburbs back into cities, mixed-use cities. I thought that was a really interesting fact. What other interesting facts or perspectives have you already been encountering?
Well, I think that one of the more interesting ones I found, and I think we'll have a panel addressing this topic, is this notion of the multiple grids you find in a city. That once upon a time, if you were at the forefront of the environmental movement, you went off the grid. You went up into, you know, Mendocino County somewhere over a bluff and grew your own oatmeal. And that was great in the 1970s. What people are finding now and organizations are finding now is you want to be on the grid and on as many grids as you can, because the data you can gather about your energy consumption, your water usage, your waste stream, your communication activities, all of the information you're able to get and the way it's able to be now automated and optimized means you can make much better decisions that will shrink your footprint, optimize your usage of resources. You can lower costs. You may be able to make more money, depending on which end of the value chain you're on. So this notion of sort of grid upon grid or a data-driven city, I think, is one that's going to be interesting. I think another is that these lessons are happening around the world, that there isn't just one or two poster children cities that are doing everything right. We're finding lessons from China. We're finding lessons in the U.S. Cities like Toledo that have embraced building, taken their legacy industry of building windshields for cars, and we all know what's happened with the automobile industry lately, but they've begun to retrofit and use that same capacity and capability to create panels for solar panels. I mean, for solar collectors in the new green economy. So I think we're able to find a lot of lessons in different places, and we're going to be able to pull that out from the various speakers at the event.
Great. Well, we're really looking forward to the event and seeing you there. You know, some of the speakers that are on the agenda are really exciting. Is there anyone that you particularly are looking forward to hearing from?
Well, if I were to pick any one of them out, I probably would earn the enmity of all the others. But let me just give you a quick rundown of who's coming and why I think we're excited to have them there. Rich Lechner from IBM was co-host of the event. IBM, their Smarter Cities work, is doing amazing things around the planet, from traffic optimization in Singapore to water pump optimization in various places around the world. It is deeply involved in a lot of the different aspects that we're going to be talking about. I think the folks at Autodesk have done an amazing job of helping to bring sustainability concerns right into the initial design phases of buildings. I mean, their software is used by most major architects and engineering firms in their design, and they've done things to make it much easier to identify where the big opportunities are around sustainability. And then you have folks like Neil Takamoto from Cooltown Studios, who uses crowdsourcing to help design urban spaces, which I think is really great. I mean, to involve the people who are going to use the space into designing it, rather than having a developer throw up some luxury condominiums or a set of shops that they've done 17 other places, to actually get the people who are going to be in a space to help design it, to make sure that that's going to make them more engaged and happier to be there and probably achieve more of the underlying ambitions. I think some of the smart grid folks from Siemens and from Alcatel-Lucent have really interesting cutting-edge things to say, driving the advancement of sustainability, our understanding of what to do with our built structures. Certainly, people like 1E, which is a company that, for a relatively small investment, very small investment actually, can help optimize the energy consumed by PCs and servers, so that even medium and smaller sized companies, as well as the larger ones, can enjoy significant savings and decrease their energy usage through a relatively simple bit of software that automates it and makes these, I hate to say dumb, but these dumb machines smarter about their energy consumption. So we really have a full range going from large global players to some relative unknowns, which I think will be a little bit surprising. I'm hoping that people will walk away thinking they didn't just hear the same old stuff one more time, they didn't just hear the same old people one more time, but that they heard some fresh, interesting insights, and certainly because it's a very interactive event and they contribute their voices and their questions, they'll help shape the event on site. And I know we're going to get some surprises and some engaging insights that will be that aren't on the agenda, but that'll people will remember long after.
Great. Well, I can vouch for the series because I was able to attend the Sustainability Symposium back in San Jose that you were a part of, and we did hear from some of these companies, and I think it was really interesting. Some great takeaways came out of there. So we look forward to seeing you in New York, and thank you so much.
My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you there, and hope that a number of the people who listen to this event will go to execcouncil.org and find the event and decide to join us. Thank you so much.